Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 44 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is God Knows Everything. F. Scott Fitzgerald said, "God knows what you've been doing, everything you've been doing. You may fool me, but you can't fool God." Kevin DeYoung said, "God knows everything, so why not run to him and tell him all the things he already knows?" Our text today is Joshua 7, 16 through 21. So Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel near, tribe by tribe, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought near the clans of Judah, and the clan of the Zerahites was taken. And he brought near the clan of the Zerahites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought near his household, man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Then Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory to the Lord of Israel, and give praise to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." And Achan answered Joshua, "Truly, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I did. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful cloak from Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them and took them, and see, they are hidden in the earth beside my tent, with the silver underneath." Joshua was led by God to pick out one person from a nation of over 2 million people. You've heard the phrase, finding a needle in a haystack? This would be like finding part of a needle in several haystacks. Yet God divinely singled out one sinner among the millions of people in a very systematic way. We can only make an educated guess concerning what method was used to determine who it was. The most likely possibility was that Joshua used the Urim and the Thummim. The Urim and the Thummim were two stones used in the breastplate of the priests. Urim was a white stone, and the Thummim was a black stone. In Hebrew, their names mean lights and perfections. They are first mentioned in Exodus 28:30. "And in the breastplate of judgment you shall put the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. Thus Aaron shall bear the judgment of the people of Israel on his heart before the Lord regularly." These two stones were used by the high priests to answer questions or to reveal God's divine will. Like sanctified dice, you would throw these stones to discover God's answers to certain questions. The Lord directed this process and divinely worked through the process to disclose his will. Imagine with me what it must have been like for Achan when Joshua 7, 16 through 21 was taking place. Achan knows he is the sinner everyone is looking for. The stones are thrown, and the tribe of Judah is chosen. Achan says to himself, "Wow, that's my tribe." And the whole tribe steps forward. The stones are tossed again, and the clan of Zerahites are chosen, and the field is being narrowed down considerably. Next, Zabdi is chosen. That's Achan's father. Now they are down to just Achan's father and siblings. Finally, Achan himself is chosen. I imagine that the knots in Achan's stomach were tightening with each step in the process. One sinner in a few million. God knows everything. Be sure, your sin will be found out. Jesus made this statement, recorded in Luke 12:2. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Achan was now the only man standing in front of the entire nation of Israel. And Joshua said, "Tell me, now, what you have done. Do not hide it from me." And Achan finally confessed. It's good that Achan confessed, but it was a day late and a dollar short. It was not genuine repentance. It's not real remorse. Achan was busted and called out before everyone. Of course he confessed. Notice carefully Achan's confession found in Joshua 7:21. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful cloak from Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them, and I took them. Achan saw, coveted, and took. This describes the original sin by Adam and Eve recorded in Genesis 3:6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to her eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. And just like Adam and Eve, he tried to hide his sin from God. Achan confessed his sin too late, and was forced to uncover his transgression. The example of Achan shows us the danger of harboring unconfessed, unrepentant sin. If he had come forward and confessed of his own accord, the consequences may not have been as severe. Here are some questions to consider. How many chances did Achan have to confess before he was marked a sinner? What are your thoughts on the process God used to point Achan out to Joshua? How does Achan's answer in Joshua 7:21 explain how you can give in to temptations in your personal life? What steps do you need to take to guard your eyes, heart, and hands spiritually? Will you uncover your sin before God does? How does 1 John 1, 9-10 impact your answer? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Pray with me. Lord, give us the courage to confess our sin to You. Put Your hand upon us such that we will no longer sin. May Your sanctifying grace be at work in us so that our repentance is true. In Your name we pray. Amen.